Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 3:7. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Yesterday marked the 30th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. The statistics in those 30 years leave you in stunned silence. 40 to 45 million children have been lost. John Nunes, the pastor in Dallas, puts faces on those numbers. He says they are babies who never made it out of their mother's womb alive. Babies known by God in the womb. Babies destined for life, but were killed before three splashes of baptismal water could wet their bodies in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Babies, just as we all once were. Lutherans for Life, our national organization for the promotion and the sanctity of human life, designated Ecclesiastes 3:7 as its key verse. There's a time to be silent and a time to speak up. The focus is simple. It's time for the church to speak up in defense, to promote, to witness to the sanctity of human life. Trouble is, Ecclesiastes 3:7 isn't a command. No marching orders, no call to arms to speak up. Simply a description of life. Sometimes you're quiet, sometimes you speak. That's the way it is. However, even a simple description of life like Ecclesiastes is, assumes that choices have been made. And that's the rub. Which choices? Sometimes you're silent, and it's good. Sometimes you speak up and it's the right thing to do. Other times, you're silent and it's sin. And then there are times when you speak up and it is the wrong thing to do. That's the challenge when it comes to life issues. When to speak up, what to say, and the courage to say it. Imagine you're at a table with two other people. One of them says, I wouldn't have an abortion myself, but I certainly want to affirm the right of somebody else to choose. Ah, here's your chance, opportunity to witness. And you could speak up with a simple, but it's not right to choose to kill a child. Sounds simple enough. But what if the other person at the table is having trouble conceiving and this discussion will be very disturbing or is still wrestling with the guilt of a prior abortion? Perhaps now is not the right time to speak. Perhaps you want to wait until it's a more opportune time. But what if this is the only time that you'll have to witness? Now it's not quite so easy. Or what about what to say when you have an opportunity to speak? Imagine you're in the voting booth. Here's an opportunity to speak. Republicans are against legalized abortion. Democrats want abortion kept legal. Seems simple enough. There's the button that you push. But what if you consider that the sanctity of human life includes all of life, not just at the beginning? What about racism and the degrading of human life based on the color of skin or ethnic background? Democrats seem to have a better record there. Or what about the care for the widow and the orphan and the disadvantaged? It advantage, perhaps Democrats. Or war and poverty. Now it's not quite so simple when you take the whole of human life into consideration. You simply can't equate God's side with one political party. It's not only a confusion of the two kingdoms, but the Democrats have some good points and some evil, and so also with the Republicans. When it comes to an individual candidate, maybe how you speak up is not quite so clear anymore. And then there just comes the courage to speak up. A couple weeks ago, my wife and I were at Fazoli's. Fast food Italian restaurant, but they have wonderful breadsticks and as many as you want to eat. At a nearby table were three teenage boys, 16, 17, 18 year olds. They got into a breadstick fight and breadsticks were on the floor around the table. When they got up to leave, one of the napkins fell off and it was just sort of a trail of litter. They were walking right by our table. I wanted to say something, to speak up, to tell them to pick up their mess. But I didn't. I kept quiet. Why? Three of them, only one of me, and all of them bigger. Perhaps I was afraid. Perhaps I didn't want to create a public disturbance. Perhaps it really didn't matter that much to me. But whatever the case may be, I simply didn't say anything, even though I wanted to. Same thing for abortion and other life issues. They're volatile and emotional and personal and divisive. You just never know what kind of response you're going to get. It's risky business. And sometimes it's just easier to be silent than to speak up. That's the challenge. When to be silent, what to say, and the courage to do it. Thankfully, our God knows when to speak and what to say and when to be silent. God spoke, "Let there be light," and the world was teeming with life, created by Him. Life with dignity and special because it comes from Him. Life, sacred, sanctity there because it's given to us. God knows what to say. God spoke and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, God's Word speaking to us. And it's good for us to be silent when Jesus speaks. "Come on to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Listen. "Rise. Your sin is forgiven. Father, forgive them." God knows when to speak and what to say. He also knows when to be silent. Jesus stands before Pilate and he doesn't say a word. Why? Because nothing will get in the way, not even his own self-defense, from going to the cross for our salvation. He cries from the cross for his Father and there's no answer. The Father is silent. Why? Nothing will get in the way of life for us, not even rescuing His Son. On the cross, Jesus dies for all, born and unborn, rich and poor, young and old, whatever race or ethnic background. Jesus on the cross brings forgiveness and life. Life for the whole world, including those of us who have some struggles as to when and what and courage. We are called as God's holy people by Jesus. God knows when to speak and when to be silent. As I mentioned before, Ecclesiastes 3:7 really isn't a command, a call to arms. But those of us who are called as God's holy people are to make good decisions, wise decisions, God-pleasing decisions when it comes to speaking and defending and witnessing the sanctity of human life. how to do so, what to say. Lutherans for Life this year has put out a booklet, What to Say, and you can find it on its internet site, www.lutheransforlife.org. It's a wonderful site. If you haven't been there, go to it and click on the upper right-hand corner, Life Sunday, and the publication will appear. 200 ways on what and how to speak. In government, in your family, at church, through fundraising, displays, hundreds of ways. And then there comes the courage to speak. A few weeks ago, my youngest daughter, Beth, 13 years old, went to a birthday party at a River Otters hockey game. She goes to Wydown Middle School, and so the kids that were at this birthday party were from Clayton Public Schools. She came home from the birthday party and said, Dad, one of the boys and I got into a discussion about abortion. Well, that caught my attention. She said, he said that it's a woman's right to choose, and Dad, I said that she had already made a choice, and now it was a life inside of her. He said it really wasn't a life, it was just some cells, and I said, no, life begins at conception. He said, what about rape? And I said, there are other options, like adoption or a supportive family or church. And then Dad, he asked me this question. He asked if I ate meat or not. I said, well, yes. And he said, that proves my point. You kill animals for meat, what's the difference with killing a few cells? I wasn't quite what sure to say, Dad, but I told him that God wants us to have meat for nutrition and that human life and animal life have something different. 13 years old at a hockey game and a birthday party. The courage to speak up. That's what our Lord is calling us to do. There are times to speak. And when we do, who knows? Perhaps one more child will make it out of the womb alive. One more child will have 3 splashes of baptismal water. One more child will have the opportunity to hear words of forgiveness and life, just as we have this morning. Amen.